This is the Advanced Selling Podcast. The aim of this podcast is to help business sales teams grow their business with modern strategies and philosophies. Now, your hosts, Bill Caskey and Brian Neal.
Okay, Bill Caskey back at the Advanced Selling Podcast.
Brian Neal.
Along with my friend and colleague and co-host, I'll give you the cue, and partner...
Brian Neal.
Business partner, that is.
In aviation, we call that stepping on one another. When the two people talk at the same time and to the air traffic control can't understand, we call it stepped on you.
Do you know that's the same thing we used to call it as a DJ when you stepped on the vocals?
I figured that was part of it, yeah. You know what taking it to the hook is, right?
Oh, yeah.
We need to do that sometime because I really enjoy taking a song to the hook.
It's good.
Hardest song to take to the hook? You know what it is? Hardest song to take to the hook. Well, especially without a cue.
Star Baby?
I don't know, Star Baby.
Because it starts out, well, I never been.
I Need a Lover by John Mellencamp. Because I think you're like a minute 17 to the hook.
Oh.
So you got to fill up a minute 17 and then nail it right there.
You're doing,
you
know, the weather forecast,
exactly.
Traffic.
Yeah, you're doing the, we got a prize pack. Family of four prize pack. Okay.
Okay. RewireSeminar.com, still a few days to register for that.
Yep.
If it already has passed, and I know these podcasts stay up forever, so if it's November 3rd of 2050, then you probably actually can't get the DVD.
Too late.
Something else.
Yeah, but if so, it's week of, right, or week before.
Yeah, week before, and if you get this after November 4th, make sure you go to RewireSeminar.com and purchase the proceedings. You made fun of my adjective describing.
Thank you, Judge Ito.
But also you'll get a copy of Rewire the Sales Mind, which is our new PDF ebook and audio series, and you'll get a copy of the DVD of the actual video of the program.
Good.
Okay, got a question today.
Mailbag, huh?
Mailbag.
We need a mailbag jingle. Remind me to write that.
Jeffrey C. at MTD Products.
MTD Products. Mm-hmm. Where's that?
They make,
do you know where that is?
Lawnmowers and
do they?
Motorized vehicles.
Yeah. Like what are those things called that you stand on? Segways.
No. unless there's a blade on the Segway, maybe. I think they make things with blades on them.
Somebody's going to invent a Segway lawnmower now that you said that. I'm telling you, it happened right here. You heard it here, folks.
Okay, here's this question. I'm going to paraphrase here because it's a long one, but a really good one. I'm working to become a vendor with a large company in our industry. Problem is we have a gatekeeper, the buyer, who we just can't seem to get around. We believe our product has merit and innovation to save a client on employee training while providing a safer product for their employees to use.
Yep.
The buyer has a strong relationship with a competitor of ours, and he and the VP of the commercial division of this company are blocking us, it seems, from getting our message through. I know our mistake was in not going to the corner office first, so with that being the case, how would you suggest we make an end around, it's a football term,
it is,
and get past our gatekeepers to the CEO, who may have more appreciation for what we have to offer?
Well,
Thanks in advance, I like
when people ask intelligent questions, and when they frame their question in a way that's simple to understand and easy to answer. What is his name? Jeff?
Jeff, and I've spoken to Jeff before.
Really, really good.
He's called in, and he's a good guy.
Good job, Jeff. Yeah, very good. Smart guy. Love that. Okay, so you want me to go first, or do you want me to start?
Go to the next question. I don't know what the hell.
That one's a little hard.
I'll answer that one. This reminds me of my old days at Woods Wire when I used to call on buyers and merchandise managers of retailers like Home Depot and Home Works and Home, all those places. And it was always a struggle because there are relationships.
There are.
And you want relationships to matter when you have the relationships, and then we can't understand why relationships matter when it's a competitor that has it.
Yeah, correct. Can I provide a little insight?
Let's provide some insight.
Let me provide some commentary.
I'll tell you whether I like that insight or not. How about that?
Provide a little commentary on this. I love when people say that. Let me provide some commentary.
Let me react to that.
Okay. Let's start with the inner game first of this thing. Let's stick to what we talk about a lot here. We talk about the concept of having high intent.
You're saying stick to what we know?
Our intent. Stick to what we know. It's all about the basics. Our intent in this deal is not to get this deal. And I don't sense that in Jeff's message here, but some people can confuse it. They go, I got to get this deal, so I got to go around this person to get them. Okay, you do sense it in this.
It.
Do you really?
I
don't.
End around is
that's good trickery, right? That's okay.
End around. Now, but that's okay.
If you're intense pure, well, see, I felt the intense pure when he says we have something that we strongly believe in can help them with training and save them costs, right?
Yep.
Right. So I feel like it's coming from the heart there. I read that. I could, you know, kind of like that Sylvia Brown chick. Sylvia Brown, you know who she is? That famous...
She's a psychic.
What, a psychic person? Mm-hmm. I felt that in this the vibe of this
I see you touching
paper
that
right
paper
here.
Fondly. Fondly touching that.
So when you if you have proper intent, then I think you're free to do and say anything you want because you're free from the outcome. You're truly there to help someone, and therefore you can do whatever you want without free of consequence.
Okay.
So a couple things then on the mentally, then that's where I want to be. I want to be, my intent is to help this company in the end, and I don't care whether or not they become a client of mine. That's my mental framework when I go in to handle this, first of all. Okay.
Well, that's okay, but I think that's a big thing. I think that one little thing that you said there in 20 seconds is a bigger thing than just, okay, get your mind right. Okay, now.
I see what you're saying.
So, but I totally agree with you. I just think that's.
You can't just brush over
yeah,
that.
Yeah, don't just brush over that. Really get right. So, okay, go ahead.
Should you say it one more time?
Say it a couple times.
Here,
slower.
Slower.
And we'll put some Bad to the Bone music
you
behind
it. You must
it.
Get your mind right. Because afterwards, you are the center of the universe. Right? It's Deepak.
Deepak.
Moment. Wherever you
Chopra.
Are, there you are. The idea here is that nothing that you do or say can work as effectively if your mind's in the wrong place.
Yeah.
Is that okay to
yeah.
say? So,
did I placate you or placate you or what's it called?
Placate?
Placate. Yeah.
No.
Placate.
Yeah, and I agree. That is a big thing. You don't just, it's not yeah. a switch that you flip and go, oh, okay, yeah, no problem. So examine that. Grade yourself, say, where am I? Whatever you have to do, sit in the forest and cross your legs and hum or do whatever you need to do to get right. But once you release the idea of this thing becoming a client, all of a sudden your energy and your behavior and your language can all be free to do and say whatever you want. That's the idea here. That's step number one for me. Now, a couple other things. Step number two, this gets more to the activity, the action of this.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I always recommend in these cases is to acknowledge what we all know is there, which is this particular buyer and the VP have a really strong relationship and likely aren't going anywhere from it.
Yep.
And I think we need to verbalize that to say we have relationships too. We admire them. They're important to us. And I'm sure this relationship is important to that other guy, competitor of ours. And he's going to do anything he can if he feels it slipping. And I know you guys are really comfortable with that. And that is A-okay with us.
Mm-hmm.
We want to be here if and when something changes down the road. We want to make sure that we're close by and engaged so that we can help you. Or is there something we can do in the meantime to supplement what the current vendor is doing?
Mm-hmm.
Where this Jeff may have a big whole enchilada sort of solution. Instead of wiping one huge one away and inserting a new one, can we look at things around the fringe or the edges where we could supplement what the competitor is doing and both of us live within yeah. that client yeah. together as an idea too? More of an action and look for things instead of saying and take it off the table. If the whole deal is this whole big thing, say, look, just be frank with the guy to say, look, we know you guys are entrenched. You like them. That's great. We're going to leave that alone. We're going to stop thinking or talking about that. That's not going to happen. Can we look at some other things? Maybe there's another line of business they don't do. Maybe there's a maintenance side. Maybe there's some componentry that they can buy from Jeff that helps them start to court and get to know
right.
one another.
Gets you in business with
gets
them.
You in business yeah. with them. Right. The other thing to think about too here is that I never want to think of the – and I. this is where I'm with you on the end around thing. I don't want to think about going around or over around people. I want to make sure that I am always involving everyone for their – here are the three magic words – opinions, perspective, and advice. Opinions, perspective, and advice. And when you back behavior up with those intentions, it becomes very soft for people. People can handle it. If I say, I want to let you know I'm going to call the CEO, John, because it's always important to us to get everyone's perspective or his opinion on this or get some advice from him on how we could best serve you, that's why I'm going there. That's much different than I'm going to go see if I can sell this to him because
yeah,
you're sure as
yeah.
hell not going
to. Although what you're just describing is when you have an audience with someone else and you want to get to higher levels because you want to get their perspective and input,
yeah.
this guy – I don't know that this guy is our listener, Jeff.
Jeff. Yeah, he's a guy. I was assuming Jeff's a man.
Yeah, Jeff's a man. But the point here is he doesn't even – I don't know that he can even get to that person.
Oh, yeah, maybe
but,
not.
But your point is that get your mind right about why you want to get to the CEO. Mm-hmm. It's not to make an end around and sell him something. It's to get his perspective or her
yeah.
perspective.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Thanks
I'll
for being
that.
Politically
I'll
correct, too, and say his or her perspective
I
on the CEO.
I always try to do that to you or her.
You have a perspective?
Surely there's an odd.
It's your turn.
You have to have a 5-point. You can't leave it at 4 because nothing good ever
points.
Comes in even
oh my
numbers.
Gosh. Let me come back. Come back to me on the 5th.
Pray like hell.
Yep. Good. It's good. Cross fingers and pray.
Pray, meditate, go to the mountaintop.
You could cross do a, your legs. You could do a Nancy Kerrigan on the competitor and whack him in the knees, sabotage him, go unscrew their blades so their blades all fall off.
That wasn't. That happened to her.
Tonya Harding. Tonya. I'm sorry, Tonya Harding. That's always an option.
It's always a visual I'll never forget.
It's brutal, isn't it?
Okay. Well, I like your mindset first, because I do think that we can, and what happens a lot of times to us is we have this target. Jeff has it. He knows there's a possibility to help these people out, which I really do like his language here. But then we come back to the office, and all of a sudden, all hands on deck. Let's figure out a way to get this thing and to close this thing.
Yep.
And then what happens is you get your head screwed up. And then it becomes about you and the close, not about really helping them. So I wrote down here, which I really like. I'm simpler than you are. I think what you've done here is give me the five steps to it. Uh-huh. What I say is, how are you demonstrating this intent that you say you have?
Okay.
If you've got the intent right, high intent, want to help them, everything you do either adds to that intent or detracts from
it. Right, right. Either enhances or pulls
exactly.
it. Yeah, it's good.
And so your five things here, four things, mm-hmm. lack of the last one,
fifth
I'll
one's
out
coming.
The prey. Really, all four of those things do follow the rule of demonstrating your highest intent.
Yep.
Which is acknowledging it up front. Look, you know, I got to tell you, quite honestly, I'd love to have a selling relationship with you. I also know you have a vendor, so that's totally okay. We'd like to discuss this and talk about it and see if there's a fit, and if there is, fine. If there's not, fine.
Yeah.
I like the idea of finding the niche, finding that opening where what we would call they're underserved,
uh-huh.
where your customer is underserved by his or her, there I go again,
that's good.
Current vendor.
Yep.
And I think we can almost guarantee that somewhere they're underserved.
Yep. No
whether
doubt.
It's a customer service issue, or whether it's a they don't bring me enough new ideas issue,
yep.
or whether it's a product quality issue.
Or not served. Or there's just
something
that they don't even have or don't carry or didn't know was available.
Yeah.
Very good.
But then the thing that you didn't have here that I think is important, and that is I always feel like sometimes we're always working on how to get to the CEO, and we're not working on what do you do when you get there.
Uh-huh.
And I think there's a universal karmic law out there that says you will not get to the CEO unless you are well prepared on what to say and how to position your product and your value, et cetera.
It's very, very profound. How do you know that wasn't my fifth thing?
Because you were looking to your left. And NLP, when you look up and to the left,
up and to the left,
that means that you're
back
looking
to
for
the right.
It.
Back and to the right. This is a Sabruta film. Back and to the right. No, very, very good. I
do remember that.
That's
Kennedy,
back and to the right. Back and to the right. Fully agree that when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. Is that a fair statement there? Is that good?
You have such great ways to say what I was trying to say. I was going on to argue.
The student is ready, the teacher will appear. I think that's from Richard Bach, the book Illusions, I believe that is. Richard Bach, you know who he is?
Yeah.
Jonathan Livingston.
Yeah.
Very, very good. That's very insightful. That's something I never think about. It's very good. I'm going to take that to some of my clients.
You know, I like that because it it's almost like once you start to think about, okay, what am I going to say to that person? If I were to say to you, Brian, you're having a meeting with a CEO tomorrow, what are you going to say?
Yep.
Whatever you come up with between now and tomorrow is probably exactly how you're going to re-engineer to get in front of him.
Yeah, correct. Very, very good.
But we want the magic words. We don't want to do the work. And the work is, okay, what would you ask him? What might his or her problems be?
Yeah, what
or
would
pains
my agenda
and issues?
Be?
What would your agenda be?
Right. Very, very good.
So that may be a way to rethink about it.
I like that. Yeah, Jeff, yeah. Jeff, you're getting this for free, brother.
That's
this is
right.
Good stuff.
This is 100 grand.
Very good
stuff. Worth of
stuff.
Okay. Good job,
good?
Jeff. Thanks for the question. You can go to Ask Bill and Brian, Brian with a Y. .com, askbillandbrian.com, and put in your question, and we will answer it on future mailbags. We have been lax about these mailbags because we've got some of these questions are backed up.
Yeah, we'll get back into it.
Yeah, that's good.
We'll catch up next time.
Yeah, this was a really good one, though.
All right.
Okay, see you next time.
Bye. Bye.
This has been the Advanced Selling Podcast presented by Caskey Achievement Strategies, Indianapolis. Join us each time we record a new podcast by going to billcaskey.com or to iTunes. We'll be right back.